This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our good buddy Mo Egger from ESPN in Cincinnati joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mo, how you been, pal?
Hey, I'm good. Here's what I want to know. How many places around Milwaukee can I walk in and ask for the Bill Michaels deal?
Probably five or six at least, mainly restaurants, though. You know me, I'm a food guy. So I asked for the. We were just in town a couple of weeks ago, and I was down at the boathouse, and I asked for the Mo Egger deal. I did. I asked for the Mo Egger deal. Actually, I'll be real honest with you. I was in town, and we were going to the Luke Bryan concert, and in town to see my dad and stuff. And there was a woman that was bartending upstairs at the boathouse that listens to you, and she started talking about sports talk, and I said I have an interest in it. I didn't tell her who I was or anything. I just said I have an interest. And she listens to you. And I said, I know Mo pretty well. He's a good dude. So
maybe I should go there for lunch.
Kudos to you, dude. So what is this? Because I thought this team was still in kind of rebuild mode, and then they had enough offense. Well, if they could have some pitching, they picked up Sonny Gray. And you and I talked at the beginning of the season. We didn't expect them to really do much. And all of a sudden, they're climbing back towards 500, and they're hitting hell out of the baseball, and they're getting some pitching. So is it just as simple as that right now?
Yeah, you know, I think the interesting thing is about the Houston series, they just swept the Astros, and I know Milwaukee just played them. We all know how good they are, and they're without some guys. Don't have Carlos Correa, don't have George Springer. Jose Altuve came back for the last game of that series, but that's a really good club. What was interesting about the three-game series sweep here is all three wins came by one run, and the Reds have been, all year long, a little bit of a statistical anomaly because their run differential, and I know people get tired of hearing this, but their run differential has, I think, all year long been like the second best in the division, hovering around plus 35, plus 40. And the reason why is they've lost a ton of one-run games. When they've won, they've typically blown out the opponent. They typically have had such a hard time winning these close one-run games. And so the Astros series maybe made you think that just they might benefit from better luck because those things tend to go in the other direction. This team, unfortunately for the Reds, they're trying to dig out of what was an awful start. They started 1-8, and since then, they're 33-30, which I think since that time is the second best record in the National League Central. They just are trying to dig out from such a huge hole that was created by a total lack of offense. The starting pitching has been fine since opening day. The bullpen has been a huge strength of this team. There's a ton of depth there. And they've had some guys do some things here and there offensively, but the theme across the course of the year has just been a general lack of offense from a team that we thought, you know, it would kind of be the opposite. They would struggle on the mound. They'd have a pretty productive lineup. If what they're trying to do offensively does catch up with their pitching between now and July 31st, I think the Reds could be interesting. But again, unfortunately, when you start the season 1-8, when you go through a four-game winning streak or you have a good week, you really just kind of get back to, you know, where you were before you started 1-8, which is obviously the 500 mark.
Yeah, I was amazed when I started reading about this team, and I'm looking at their run differential, and I'm thinking, okay, they're putting up some runs, they're not getting the pitching, and then it's just the opposite. You look, they're 27th in the league in team batting average, and it's even worse with runners in scoring position. They've been able to hit the ball at times, but the consistency has been an anomaly. I mean, I agree with you. I can't figure that team out.
Well, the big names haven't produced to the level that they need them to. You know, Joey Votto is not having what we had come to expect to be a normal Joey Votto year, and you could say that about him for a second consecutive season. Yasiel Puig was obviously the centerpiece of this team's offseason and has energized a lot of people, and he's been marvelous with the glove, but with the exception of the last, you know, four or five games, has really done very little with the bat. Their third baseman, Eugenio Suarez, who I think is their best overall player, has, you know, kind of had an up-and-down season. They started the year with Matt Kemp in left field. That didn't work. They started the season with Scott Schebler in center field. That didn't work. Their left fielder, Jesse Winker, has kind of turned into a platoon guy where he's only playing against righties, and he's kind of been up and down. They really haven't had any of their bigger names do all that much. They've been bailed out, though, by Derek Dietrich, who's hit 18 home runs in a utility role, a guy that, you know, when the Reds acquired him this offseason, it really didn't make waves. He's really, really helped them out offensively. They've gotten production from Jose Iglesias. They've gotten, I think, a really good first month and a half of his big league career from Nick Senzel. But again, those big names that at the beginning of the year you would have looked at and said, okay, if the Reds are going to score a bunch of runs, here are the guys that are going to put up big numbers. They haven't done anything, and Scooter Gennett hasn't played an inning for this team last year, and obviously that's a name that a lot of your listeners are familiar with. He was an all-star last season, very productive in his two seasons in Cincinnati. He's on his way back on a rehab assignment right now, but when you take his bat out of the lineup and then the other big names don't produce, you know, what tends to happen is exactly what has happened for this team, and that's been a very inconsistent, at times dormant offense.
I was just going to say, how disconcerting is it to be when you look at where they're at in terms of hitting home runs in a bandbox like Great American? Now, granted, you guys have not had good weather. It's been terrible, and it hasn't really been conducive. I mean, terrible to say. I mean, is the ballpark even underwater yet? I mean, it's got to be getting close, right?
Like it.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, when you've gone to a game this year and you haven't seen the tarp, you talk about an anomaly. That's been an anomaly.
Right. It's been awful. My buddies are, you know, sending me pictures of highways are shut down because of water and everything. But they're 17th in the league in home runs, and they're usually near the top, in the top five, top ten, mainly because of the place in which they play. So how disconcerting is it that the bats, we're going to the statistical halfway point now of the season, that the bats have not woken up to the point where home runs are flying out of Great American, home runs are flying out of Wrigley, home runs are flying out of Miller Park, that they have not had that consistency of the power that they've normally had?
I think it's a little disconcerting. I think, you know, when you looked at some of the names, again, at the beginning of the year, you saw Suarez, who hit 30 home runs last year. You saw Matt Kemp, who is, you know, obviously have been a big power guy. Yasiel Puig is a big power guy. Votto himself has had a couple of 36-plus homer seasons. You certainly thought that this team was going to be able to mash with the best of them, especially in this ballpark. It's frustrating, I think, mainly because the pitching has been so good. I mean, they have the best bullpen ERA in all of baseball, under a manager who is not shy about going to that bullpen. They've missed Alex Wood, who they got from the Dodgers this offseason, but they haven't had a starting pitcher miss a start. Luis Castillo has, for the most part, pitched like an ace. They've gotten really good work from guys like Tanner Roark and Sonny Gray. Their starting staff has been, and it's a sharp departure from what they've been over the years, their starting staff has been quite good. They're pitching well enough to win. They're playing defense well enough to win. They just haven't gotten often the big hit. They just haven't scored runs in bunches. And, yeah, a lot of that, especially in this day and age, you could attribute to the lack of power.
The amazing thing that I look at was the rotation, and you talked about that staff as a whole. They are the third best ERA in baseball, the fifth best whip in baseball, and they have given up the second fewest home runs, pitching in the National League Central, mind you, of all Major League Baseball teams, which means they're keeping the ball on the ground, they're keeping it in the ballparks, and that not giving up the big hits, that's what's really kept them in a lot of these games.
Yeah, and that's not unintentional either. They you know, they made an effort this offseason, and you know, the big name, you talk about somebody who hasn't, you know, appeared this year, Alex Wood, to me was really the guy that was, you know, the person I was most excited this offseason, because a starting pitcher with, you know, some youth with some high end to him. You know, I thought if this starting staff is going to take a major step forward, he's going to be a big reason why. He hasn't pitched this year because he's got a back problem, and hopefully we'll be back, you know, maybe around the All-Star break. But they went out and got Roark and Gray, who are historically ground ball pitchers. They have assembled a staff full of guys who, for the most part, keep the ball on the ground. And I tell you what, you tie it into the Brewers after the playoffs last year, when the Reds hired Derek Johnson to be their pitching coach and Lee Tunnell to be the bullpen coach. There were a lot of people whose opinions I really value when it comes to pitching who raved about that. And, in fact, I was talking with one of the Reds relievers on Tuesday specifically about those two guys and talking about the coaching methods and the differences that they've made, not as much in guys who came from other organizations, but pitchers who have been here for a while that had either plateaued or experienced no success whatsoever. I think those two, you talked about changes the Reds have made. It might be the two guys they got on the coaching staff from the Milwaukee Brewers who have really made a world of difference in terms of getting guys who have been here for a while and either getting them to the next level, or in some cases, Robert Stevenson, who unfortunately recently went on the disabled list, perhaps saving their careers. That's been a very, very big thing here in Cincinnati.
That's what I was going to allude to next, and you just answered my question. Mo, it's always a pleasure. Stay dry. I know you guys still have rain in that area, and it has been awful down there. I saw my old bar was underwater, as a matter of fact, down there by the Anderson Ferry. So, holy mackerel. Maybe at some point, Noah will have to back out. But for right now, stay on high ground, my friend.
I brought a kayak to work today, Bill.
You the man. You're always prepared. Keep it on top of the Kia, pal.
All right, man. I'll see you.
Talk to you later. There you go. Mo Egger from ESPN Radio in Cincinnati joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.